Komia Dokpe is a security guard in Deux Plateaux, one of the leafy suburbs of Ivory Coast's biggest city, Abidjan. He brings his slingshot to work and spends most of his time looking out for birds, which he shoots out of the trees with small rocks and usually eats. But Komi has not picked off a bird for several weeks.
No, je tue plus les oiseaux parce que j'ai peur de grippe aviaire.
He says he does not kill birds anymore because he's scared of bird flu. He says the birds can fly very far and may have brought the flu to Ivory Coast. You never know, he says, so he's stopped eating them, even though they're delicious. Three West African countries have detected the lethal H5N1 strain of avian flu in their chickens: Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon. But ahead of the actual disease comes a wave of anxiety. Many people, like Komia Dokpe, have stopped eating chicken because they fear they're exposing themselves to the deadly virus.
Girl is 91, chicken, eating, 350.
This is the Southern Fried Chicken Restaurant in Accra, Ghana, which has no recorded case of bird flu. Mina Wolf has been the manager here for 8 years. Business is still flowing, but nowadays there are customers who say they're not touching the chicken because they're scared of bird flu. Mina guarantees her chicken is prepared to the highest standards, and none of her customers need worry about bird flu.
Whatever that we have to do not to affect us, we are doing, so they shouldn't be scared of it, because your chicken has to be washed well, treated well with your lemon and your salt and your vinegar, fried it very well to the temperature that it has to fry. Just make sure your chicken is well cooked through, then you have it done.
But the threat of bird flu traveling across the 250 kilometers and three borders from Nigeria is weighing heavily on Mina's mind.
Well, I'm much worried because most of our dishes is based on chicken. So when it's just in Ghana, it's a thing that is going to bring down the business and it's going to affect us all.
West African leaders have gone on the offensive to protect the poultry trade. Benin's Agriculture Minister, Fatio Akblogan, attended a poultry industry show 2 weeks ago in the hope of persuading people that chicken is safe to eat. He recommended chickens and eggs made in Benin before tucking into his own chicken lunch. Last week, representatives from across Africa gathered in Gabon to coordinate a plan to stop the flu's spread. They want to increase collaboration between countries and guard borders more carefully. The Ghanaian government has placed an import ban on all poultry products from Cameroon, Niger, and Nigeria. World Health Organization's representative in Ivory Coast, Dr. Komla Siemevi, says informing people is central to its campaign to stop the virus.
The problem now is that everybody is afraid. That is the reason we are trying to sensitize everybody to give the right information to people, and also how the country is preparing itself to control the disease if, unfortunately, it comes one day in Côte d'Ivoire.
He says overreaction to the flu threat is affecting bird traders. Basir Bello is a trader who keeps around 100 chickens in a small coop on an Abidjan street corner. He says he sells between 10 and 20 chickens a day. But this has dropped recently because his customers are scared of the bird flu. He says his birds do not have the virus, but Basir's coop represents one of Africa's greatest problems in tackling bird flu. If the customer requests it, Basir's employee will slaughter the chicken, pluck it, and chop it up. Many chickens in Africa are kept in people's backyards or close to human habitats. It would be a mammoth mission to find all these chickens, which you see every couple of blocks. And Basir knows that his business will be in trouble if the disease makes it to Ivory Coast. If it does arrive, he says, it will not be good, because nobody will come to buy any chickens. He says he is worried. He says, who's not scared of death? And asks, you? Are you not scared of death? It is ironic that such an aggressive virus has struck African birds, as this Ghanaian testifies.
All Africans like chicken. We have so many meals we can use chicken to cook, because especially African dishes deal with chicken. Sauce tomatoes, like our African sauce, mostly we have to use chicken to cook.
Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.